Hello, Heart Dweller family. This is Lil Gabriella. As the Lord has been having many of our brothers and sisters share their experiences with heaven, I thought the Lord wished for me to share a few experiences that I had myself. I found myself on a grassy knoll, like the one at the beginning of the sound music, with mountains at my back and forest to my left and Bid Lake at my right, while right before me were rolls and rolls of grassy hills as far as the eye can see. Almost at the horizon were mountains near the sky. I was about 9 or 12, with bare feet, and wearing a long white sundress with my arms bare and my golden hair to the small of my back, wavy and curly and free. Never got into my eyes, even though a soft wind was blowing. The grass is like a beautiful carpet, soft and inviting to my feet, and hidden, if you look closely, with all sorts of small flowers. Forget-me-nots, violets, clovers, dewdrops, and buttercups. I had been to this place before, and was thankful to see it again. As it was when I was very young, I was here in dreams, and seeing this in heaven confirmed that the dreams and visions before had been true. This was a place where I could feel so free and safe and at peace, and I would sing and dance to the Lord, worshipping Him in His creation. So I went singing and dancing and skipping to Jesus down one hill to the other. I then heard a call behind me, and looked and saw Jesus where I had started. I raced down the hill, up another to reach Him, and on top of one of the knolls we reached each other. And He twirled me around and around, threw me up in the air as I turned into a little five-year-old, and then held me close in a bigger brace as I placed my head on His chest, His beautiful young bride. Jesus' beauty has always captivated me in a starstruck way, like seeing someone in person who you've watched on the TV. Whenever we have been together, I never remember what we have talked about, for His very face puts all thoughts out of my head, and all I can think of is that He is here and how beautiful and wonderful He is. So I know, as usual, we walked and talked for a while, but I have no idea what was said. Probably a conversation that we had later, when I hear His voice but do not see His face. I need that veil so I don't get distracted. We were walking by the sea when we heard two behind us. We turned and there was Jesus' horse Lightning and my chestnut Cinder. I ran to Cinder, greeting her and gave her a big hug. Jesus smiled and greeted Lightning. His horse is the most beautiful, strong, and vibrant horse you've ever seen. Yet it will only allow Jesus with His humility to ride him. Care to go for a ride? Jesus asked. Of course, I replied. Always a gentleman, Jesus helped me to get onto Cinder's back and then vaulted himself onto Lightning. We then raced across the sand neck and neck, his horse going as fast as they could. Or at least how Cinder could. I'm sure Lightning could go faster, but always a gentleman held back for our sakes. We were riding bareback, yet we felt one with our mounts, with no jarring. It was like flying over the landscape, yet it was with our favorite equines. Jesus guided Lightning to the left, and I followed as we raced over the hills and then raced in the forest, jumping over anything in our way. Over time, we stopped and ran into the forest as Jesus found us a trail that was big enough for both of our horses to walk with each other. It was then all sorts of forest animals came to see us pass in honor of the Lord. Even a majestic stag with a big rack came out in the forest and bowed in honor to the Lord Jesus. We left the forest and was again traveling over the grassy knolls when Jesus stopped on top of a hill and looked down into a valley. I looked down and saw a huge wooden cottage. Beside the cottage on one side a river flowed. Beside the other was a huge workshop. Joined to the workshop was a huge stable, and behind the stable was a barn. I gasped in delight, for there below in the workshop was my grandfather. In an instant, Cinder responded to my desire and galloped down the hill into the valley with Jesus behind. My grandfather looked up, hearing the hoofprints, and smiled coming out of his workshop as I vaulted off Cinder to give my grandfather a big hug. My grandfather was a carpenter, and that all that we saw he had made with his own hands, most of it with Jesus' help. They were now working on furniture and things for my mansion, as well as those in my family who had not yet come to heaven. They were looking forward to us enjoying the work of their hands. They both smiled, saying that they enjoyed each other's company and working together. I could see this knowing smile of intimacy between them as they talked, knowing what they had planned for us, but keeping it a surprise for now, as I was not invited into the cottage or the workshop, stable, or barn for a closer look. As I looked around, I saw Amy's, my grandfather's favorite horse, peek her head outside the stable door. The stable was big enough to hold at least 50 horses, and the barn seemed to hold all the chickens, cows, pigs, and even my bunny that my grandfather had gotten for me. This time my grandfather placed Bunny into my arms. Take her home with you, he said. She will like your garden. I was so thankful that now Bunny would be staying with me. I then asked, if you're here, where are my grandmothers? My grandpa smiled and said, if you saw your grandmother Ruth, you will never want to leave. And if Grandma Bacon saw you, she would never let you leave. We both laughed at that, for it was so true. Jesus then said, it's time to go. I gave my grandfather a big hug and came back onto Cinder. Grandpa placed Bunny in my arms. We were about to go, Grandpa called out after me. And tell that son of mine that I love him. I will, I promise. And that was the end of the trip in heaven.